സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
പേജ് 151, 15th ചാപ്റ്റർ, ഫസ്റ്റ് വേഴ്സ്.
നാന്യദന്യദ്ഭവേദ്യസ്മാത് വിചിന്തയേത് അന്യസ്യാന്യത്വഭാവേഹി നാശസ്തസ്യ ധ്രുവോ ഭവേത്.
We have entered the 15th chapter known as Nanyadanyat Prakaranam. The first verse Acharya begins with the word Nanyadanyat. That's why the chapter name is also Nanyadanyat Prakaranam. Like Brahmasutra Adhikaranam's Acharya may be in that mood. In the first shloka he introduced the topic. Afterwards in second, third and fourth shloka he revised the entire previous chapter once again to pick up the thread, the subject matter. So in the last class I said something cannot become something else. If at all if it has to become a something else, the two laws are presented, LAWS, the rule. One is becoming something like something else superficially becoming one thing as something else, superficially becoming. Second type of becoming is essentially becoming one thing as something else, essentially becoming. Why this topic becoming one thing as other thing? The subject matter is Jivatma becoming Paramatma. That is the topic. Is this Jivatma really becoming Paramatma? Essentially becoming Paramatma, or this Jivatma, the individual self, is superficially becoming as Paramatma, is the question. I, the individual self, I have to merge with Paramatma. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aityam. So I have to become Paramatma. Now this becoming as Paramatma of this Jivatma, the individual self, is it superficial becoming or essentially becoming? It is superficially becoming as Paramatma, number one. Or is this Jivatma essentially becoming like Paramatma? Either way, it is a problem. Jivatma is finite Jivatma. I am limited. Therefore, I want to become infinite Paramatma. Then only I can cross over the samsara. Merging with Paramatma alone is moksha. Therefore, I want to come out of this finitude, mortality, vyadhi, jara, maranam. All I want to transcend. That alone is moksha. For that sake I have to become Paramatma. I have to merge with Paramatma. Now, superficially becoming, really becoming, I gave example in the last class. That if you go to that beauty parlor, superficially you appear somebody else. By hairstyle, if you change, people cannot identify you. Some makeup if they do, all cinema actors like that only, no? All superficially becoming somebody else. And you go and see without makeup. You don't சகிக்கவே முடியாது. ரியலி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு சீ தம். They put a wig, lot of makeup, thick makeup put it, lot of things they change. That is called superficial becoming. It's a cosmetic changes. Then essentially becoming, I gave an example, fire example. The fire want to become something else, not fire. Suppose I want to be fire all the time. Let's say the people, they want to appear differently. That's why in the car, pant water potio, kaadhik todu potio, and long hair, sometimes they do lot of vashams, like that they want to appear new way so that they are happy. Like that, here also fire is also fed up with this. Always burning everything. Why? How long? Let me be cool for some time. Why can't I? Suppose fire think like that, it wants to become cool like water. Coolness comes only in water. So let me become like water so that I can maintain some coolness. It has to drop its total identity. That is what? Fireness, heat, everything it has to drop, it has to die as fire. Once it dies as fire, who is going to become water? If it dies, it is like a suicide. After suicide, who is going to become like water? There is no one. If it is essential change, it has to drop its heat. If you ask it to drop its heat, first of all, it is not possible. Suppose it tries to drop, it gets suicide. After suicide, fire has gone, extinct, disappear. Who is going to become like water? So essential becoming also as something else is not possible. These are the two udaharanams. Now let's come to Darshtanta, our Jivatma, Paramatma, fire. I, the Jivatma, suppose I want to become Paramatma. Let us take superficially first. Superficially, is it possible? Superficially, I want to become Paramatma. People are talking going to Vaikuntha, going to Kailasa, going to Goloka Vrindavanam. There you go and sit with Paramatma and you look at him all the time. He looks at you. In Vishishtadvaitam they say, Mukti is Sarupyam, Sayujyam, Salokyam, Samipyam. All these type are, you continue as finite Jivatma after going there also. Like that they have to remove the makeup after coming back. Adi madri, this Jivatma, finite Jivatma goes to Vaikuntha to become Paramatma. It is superficially becoming Paramatma, not totally becoming infinite Paramatma. Finitude continues. Even this fellow Jivatma goes to Swarga and he is jealous of next neighbor. MIG, LIG, HIG flats are there, colonies. The colonies are there, which are 3-bedroom flats, 2-bedroom flats, madri. Middle income group, high income group, low income group, madri. Punya also differs there. There also finitude again, jealousy. After that punya over, you come back. Again, finitude continues. By the superficial, going to Vaikuntha, as Jivatma to merge with Paramatma, going to Kailasa, going to other lokas, anywhere, it is superficially becoming Paramatma. It is not permanent. Your finitude continues. Limitation continues. Therefore, Jivatma becoming Paramatma superficially doesn't work. Let us go to essentially becoming Paramatma. Let me become essentially becoming Paramatma. I want to become Paramatma. So to become Paramatma, I have to drop my identity with this body. If as long as I have identity with this body, I cannot be free from mortality. I want immortality. I don't want to drop this body, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, edo or shariram holding on. You can never be immortal. No one can be immortal. Person is mortal only. As long as person is identified with grass body, subtle body, causal body, person is only finite. Person can never become Paramatma. So, drop this identity with the body. Therefore, let me drop this body, all this, I want to become Paramatma. Let me die first, so that I can become Paramatma. So, I have to die means, who is going to become Paramatma? Whether the Sukshma Shariram is going to become Paramatma or not, what is verification? How can verify? So, I, the Jivatma, has to die totally to become Paramatma. In second case, essentially I want to become Paramatma. To become essentially, totally, I have to drop my Jivatma status. So, I have to leave my total nature of Jivatma. Therefore, I have to die. I have to extinct first. Then only I can become Paramatma. Essentially. Is it possible? It is not possible. After total extinction of Jivatma, total death of Jivatma, who is going to merge with Paramatma? Jivatma illiye. To become Paramatma, I have to die totally. All the three bodies have to die. Then only I can become Paramatma. If I drop all the three bodies, Jivatma ve irkad. Then who is going to merge with Paramatma? Aale illa. Jivatma angra aale illa. Illa dumbodu. Where is the question of merging with Paramatma? Therefore, superficially also doesn't work. Essentially also doesn't work. Then what is there Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam? Either way you are telling these two are not possible. Then what else is there? What is the possibility? What for that we say, Jivatma need not become Paramatma. Jivatma need not become Paramatma. Even we can say Jivatma cannot become Paramatma. Jivatma need not become Paramatma. Jivatma need not try to become Paramatma. Then what we have to do? Jivatma has to recognize I am Paramatma. That alone is required. Understanding that I am not Jivatma, I am Paramatma only. That recognition is required. There is no question of becoming. Only being. Remain as Paramatma. Understood Jivatma is Paramatma. You remember the word? Understood Jivatma is Paramatma. How Jivatma understood? After studying Vedanta. After studying Vedanta only. Understood Jivatma is Paramatma. Mistaken Paramatma is solid Jivatma. Mistaken Paramatma. I mistook myself. Being a Paramatma, I mistook myself as Jivatma. That is why mistaken Paramatma is Jivatma. Now all of you are understood Jivatmas or mistaken Paramatmas. You decide. I don't want to decide. You decide. Before coming to the class, we are all mistaken Paramatma Swamini. Now, slowly we want to become and become a problem. We want to recognize that understood Paramatma. Or you can say we want to become understood Paramatma. Understood Paramatma is called understood Jivatma is called Paramatma. Sorry. Now it is clear what Acharya want to say through this first shloka. Anyate anyate. One Jivatma need not become, cannot become Paramatma. Look into the shloka. அன்யது அன்யது ந பவேத். சம்திங் கெனாட் பிகம் சம்திங் எல்ஸ். சம்திங் அன்யது ஜீவாத்மா அன்யது ந பவேத், கெனாட் பிகம் பரமாத்மா. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ரீசன் யஸ்மாத் நா அன்யது அன்யத் பவேத், அன்யது அன்யது ந பவேத். சம்திங் கெனாட் பிகம் சம்திங் எல்ஸ். ஜீவாத்மா கெனாட் பிகம் பரமாத்மா. ஓவர். டீச்சிங் என்னதான் பண்ண, கிளாஸ்ல வரலாமா வேண்டாமா? நோ நோ, யூ ஹவ் டு கண்டினியூ த கிளாஸ். வெல், ஜீவாத்மா கெனாட் பிகம் பரமாத்மா, வை ஐ ஹாவ் டு கம் டு த கிளாஸ்? தட்ஸ் வை யூ ஹாவ் டு கம் டு த கிளாஸ். யூ நீட் நாட் பிகம் பரமாத்மா, யூ ஆர் பரமாத்மா, யூ ஆர் டு ரெகனைஸ். ஹி சேஸ் அன்யத் ந அன்யத் பவேத் யஸ்மாத் பவேத். யஸ்மாத் இஸ் தேர் பவேத் ந பவேத் யஸ்மாத், பிகாஸ் த ரீசன் அன்யத் கிஞ்சித் விசிந்தயேத். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் யூ திங்க் சம்திங் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ, சம்திங் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ, தெர் இஸ் பரமாத்மா, தெர் இஸ் கிஞ்சித் அன்யத் விசிந்தயேத். யூ திங்க் ஆல் த டைம் செப்பரேட் செப்பரேட், யூ கேன் நெவர் ரெக்கக்னைஸ். யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தி ஒன் ஹூ வாண்ட் டு பிகம் பரமாத்மா இஸ் பரமாத்மா. பிகாஸ் பரமாத்மா ஓன்லி ஹேஸ் என்டர்ட் ததேவானுப்ராவிஷத் ததனுப்ரவிஷ்ய. ஹேவிங் என்டர்ட் ஹி ஹஸ் ஃபர்காட்டன். பரமாத்மா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் ஹேவிங் என்டர்ட் ஹேஸ் ஃபர்காட்டன். Therefore, this Paramatma, mistook Paramatma, has to understand now. Vichintayet. Anyat kinchit na vichintayet. Don't think about separate, two things, separate things. Anyat kinchit na vichintayet. Anyat kinchit na vichintayet means what? Ishvara, Srishtikarta, he is there. Swami, I am Asami. I am Dasaha, the world, world, Ishvara, I, Anyat, Kinchit, Na Vichintayet. Don't think there are two, three, four like that. The whole Dvaita Bhavana is delusion. The duality, the plurality, you can see, you can experience the plurality, but you should not give reality to the plurality. We never say the experience of plurality is wrong. The experience of duality, dvaita anubhava, is not wrong. Dvaita satyatva buddhi is wrong. Understand? Dvaita anubhava, let it continue, no problem. But dvaita satyatvam, if you give reality to that dvaitam, duality, Ishvara different, world is different, I am different. Jagad Ishvara Jeeva Bheda Drishti Kinchit Anyat Na Vichintayet. May you not think like that. If you think like that, you start working for what? To become. To become something else. You are the substratum of this universe as Atma. Atma alone is real. There is no second real entity in the world to cause any finitude in you, limitation in you, which can cause any time-wise limitation, space-wise limitation in you, really speaking. There is no second real thing. Why you have to work, suffer? Is it required? Why you are struggling? Why you want to become, I want to get moksha, I want to get heights, I want to get to that Atma Sakshatkaram, I want to get higher experience, why? Because you are thinking now, I am limited. You are looking down upon yourself, I am having disease, I am having death, I am having old age. Actually, you are not having old age, you are not having death, you are not having disease, you are not having finitude at all, because you have mistaken yourself. Drop that mistake. Drop that. That alone you have to do. then you recognize you are the substratum of this universe. Whatever you are seeing is just like another dream, just only appearance, thought realm. That knowledge you require, for that you work for. Don't work for moksha, don't work for merging, don't work for travel, don't work for punya, all those things. Don't struggle to come out of papa, punya, papa, bhayam. Nothing is there, there is no second real thing. Na anyat kinchit vichintayet. Don't take anything else, second thing. And becoming something has to become something else. That is why you be as you are. You don't want to satisfy others. You don't want to appear differently to satisfy others or to satisfy yourself. A person who is thinking as a limited person always try to change, either dress-wise or language-wise or expressions or going to some other countries. I want to change myself. Why you have to change? Because I am not happy with present body, present money, present status. I am not happy. Therefore, I want to become. I want to become. Because I have taken myself a finite, limited, insecure jiva. Drop all those things. I am ever secure, unlimited, immortal, atma. I am the supporter of this world, really speaking. When I say I am supporter, means OC, original consciousness, higher I. So lower I, my status is not at all real. It is like a dream. That's what he is reminding us again. Swapna smuti in the next shlokas. So second line you see. Anyasya anyatva abhavehi. Anyasya anyatva bhave. Suppose anyasya anyatva bhavam. This is called essentially becoming. Something anyasya, something else, want to become anyatva bhavam. Want to become something else. Adi vittittu it want to become. Anyasya anyatva bhave. Okay, namakku enna artham inge? Bundi becoming a laddu. We don't want all those local examples now. Our subject matter is I, the individual, who is feeling limitation, insecurity. I want to become secure. You need not get security. You need not become a secure person. Recognize you are already ever secure, Atma. That becoming is called, it is an indication of finitude. And I want to become a rich person. I want to become a householder. Then only I am a complete person. I want to get a child. Then only I am a complete person. I want to get a grandson. Then only I am a complete in the becoming. Becoming wife, becoming husband, becoming father, becoming grandfather. In the becoming rich person, becoming teacher, doctor. Becoming to make myself secure, complete is the wrong estimation. Shastra says, anyasya anyatva bhavehi. What will happen? Nashastasya dhruvo bhavet. Totally you want to become something else, your nasha will take place. I want to become Paramatma. I don't want to be Jivatma. I want to die as Jivatma. Oh, die. I want to give up Jivatma, food. I want to become Paramatma. Okay, become Paramatma. A finite, because you are finite, that's why you want to become infinite Paramatma. You are finite entity if you are supposed really finite. Okay, let us take. I am finite only. I am mortal. I have disease. I have old age. Suppose you have really old age. Really mortality, real disease, if you are there, no one can change. Why? It is real. Whatever is real, natural, essential nature, can you drop? Have you seen fire, cold fire? Impossible. Why? It cannot drop. Suppose I am really mortal, suppose I am really having mortality, disease, old age. I cannot drop it. It is not possible. That finitude you can never cross over. Then there is no need of working for infinitude. If I am really finite. If I am already infinite, I need not work for infinitude. If I am already finite, I cannot work for infinitude. Either way, keep quiet. Finite is always finite. That is why a person bachelor want to become complete man, marriage. After marriage, double finitude. Lot of problems. Kalyanam pandrathukku munnadi nanna irundhen. Ipo illa problems, financial problems, I have to see her also, everything, her health, her doctor take. Ipo finitude increases. So let me have some children also. Finitude increases. So a finitude plus finitude. Wife is also finite. Husband is also finite. Become one what? Finitude plus finitude is equal to finitude square. Abro or kutti. Finitude triad increases. Finite is always finite. Finite can never become infinite. That means limited entity is always limited. It can never become limitless. If I am really limited, finite means limited. Then, if I am really finite, limited, there is no point of working for infinite limitlessness. That means what? Another choice is only one left out. What is that? I may be infinite. Okay, I may be infinite. I am limitless. I am limitless, infinite. So, I have to become infinite? I have to become limitless? I need not. Understand now? If I am finite jiva, I can never become infinite paramatma. If I am infinite paramatma already, I need not become paramatma. Either way, you need not do any work now. If you are jivatma, you accept to be like a jivatma, suffer. If you recognize your paramatma, you need not do anything because I am the substratum of the world. Either way, job is not there. No working hard. Therefore, anyasya anyatva bhave nashaha dhruvam bhavet. Definitely the jiva will perish to become paramatma. Who will be there to become paramatma? If jivatma perish, who is going to become paramatma? Adinal. Jivatma need not become paramatma. Therefore what? Jivatma has to recognize I am paramatma when? After coming to Upadesha Sahasri class. After coming to Vedanta class, the student recognize I was paramatma, I am paramatma, I ever will be paramatma. Don't say after coming to your class family I have become paramatma. That means previously you were jivatma. How can you become paramatma after coming to the class? Therefore, what you have to understand is, before coming to the class also I was paramatma only. I have mistaken myself as jivatma. Now I have understood myself as paramatma. I have not become paramatma. I have understood as paramatma. That is what happening in the class. Understand? You are now chellakudadu. You are real nature is what? Paramatma swarupam, atma swarupam. Shall we go to the next sloka? Okay. Next sloka. Smarato drushyate drishtam. Pate chitrami varpitam. Yatra te nachatau gneyau. Sattva kshetra jnya sanyakau. Very, very nice slokas. Drishtam smarato drishyate. drishtam. Whatever we experience in jagradavastha, drishtam, smarataha, whatever you see in jagradavastha, in dream, what happens? All your thoughts in waking time, you get tiger perception or elephant perception, some perception of some object. So tiger perception, let us take, why tiger swamini, okay, peacock perception, nalla bird eduthukalam. Inna tiger sonna night tiger kalala vanda vandi swamini tiger sonnanga adha tiger vandadana, you have to run again. Okay, peacock, we went to Anikatti, no, so many peacocks we saw. Let us imagine beautiful peacock perception, number one. So in jagradavastha I perceive an object directly with my eyes. Then what happens, that smaranam, that is registered in the form of vasana in my mind. That smaranam registered in my mind as vasana, that remembrance of that peacock. Whatever I have perceived, it has registered in my mind as vasana. That is second stage. So vasanas all are in chip form. In the chip, theriyumilla ella chip la irukum computer mari. In the mind chip, in the peacock vasana is there. When you go to sleep, here smarana means sleep. In smaranam, what sleep, what happen, you go to sleep in dream, smaranam means here dream. When you go to sleep, that peacock vasana is activated. What you saw at the time of waking state, that peacock which has registered in the form of vasana imprint, that vasana is activated when you are sleeping. That activated peacock vasana is called dream. That thought, peacock thought, that is called a thought. Is there a peacock in dream? Is there a peacock or peacock thought? Peacock thought. How peacock thought has some vasana? How that vasana has taken place? Because of direct perception. So direct perception at the jagradavastha, and it has converted into vasana, and the dream has taken place in the sleep ideal condition. In the dream time, that potential peacock vasana is activated. In the thought form, you see a peacock in the dream. You see a peacock in the dream is a peacock thought. Smaranam drishyam. The dream and the peacock thought in the dream is drishyam, object of experience. You are experiencing the peacock thought in the dream. In jagratavastha, you are experiencing the peacock. It went as vasana inside. That is activated in dream, again as thought, projected, and you are watching that peacock thought in the dream. There is no real peacock, because eyes are not open. Eyes are closed. Therefore, closed eyes, you are watching the peacock thought. That peacock thought is drishyam or not? Is it object of experience or not? That only Acharya says, smaratoha drishyate. Smarataha drishyate. Like what? Pate chitram iva arpitam. Now you see, the thought, the peacock thought, you are watching, you are experiencing the dream. In the dream, peacock came in your dream. Why that peacock came in the dream? Because of vasana, peacock vasana. How peacock vasana has taken place? Because I saw peacock in waking state. Now you see the process fully. I am watching the thought, peacock thought in the dream, because of vasana, peacock vasana. Which peacock vasana is because of peacock perception. clear? Peacock. Perception caused peacock vasana. Peacock vasana caused peacock thought projection. Now who is watching? I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am watching peacock thought. Are you watching only peacock thought or the thought rising mind also you are watching? Where it is resting that thought? The mind. For that Acharya gives an example. Painting and that canvas sheet, can you experience the painting without experiencing the canvas? Can you see the painting without seeing the canvas? To see the painting, you have to see what? Canvas. What is canvas? That canvas sheet where the painting is done. Clear? Similarly, the peacock thought is like a painting. Peacock thought in the dream is like a painting. Either peacock, one peacock, how many are coming in the dream? So many thoughts, so many objects are coming. And the chitrapatam, on the canvas, painting canvas, woman is there carrying water, mountain is there, grass is there, birds are flying, clouds are there, stars are there, so many things are there on the canvas. You are watching all of them. Along with that, you are watching another thing also. Canvas. Even though you are focusing on the painting, as you are watching the painting, you are witnessing canvas also. Like that, here also, in dream, as you are experiencing the dream, peacock thought, tiger thought, so many thoughts, projection, they are all on the canvas, mind canvas. So mind is also drishyam. And thoughts which are projected from the mind, thoughts are also drishyam. So you are watching the thoughts and its source, where they are resting, the mind. So mind is object of experience. And சொல்றதுக்கு இவ்வளவு கஷ்டப்படுறாரு பாவம் நமக்கு. In Jagratla, you won't understand mind is not you. Mind attributes not belong to you. In Jagratavastha, it is very, very difficult. Through Swapna, Acharya presented in the last chapter, previous chapter, Swapna Smriti Prakaranam. Through Swapna, you can disidentify or you can objectify the mind easily. Now you are able to objectify the mind because you are seeing the objects in the dream. Only thoughts can exist without mind. A painting can exist without canvas. A painting can exist without canvas? Never. Similarly, your thoughts are, you are watching, you are witnessing your thoughts projected in the dream. A dream is what? Nothing but thought. Projected thought. Tiger thought projected in the dream. There is no tiger. Peacock thought projected in the dream. There is no peacock. House projected in the dream. House thought. All thoughts are only like painting on the mind canvas. So thoughts are also drishyam. Have you experienced your thoughts in the dream? You saw the dream in the night yesterday. All are objects. All of them are real. Unreal. They are all unreal. Who witnessed that? Are they object of experience or not? They are object of experience. Where they are resting? Thoughts can exist without mind? They cannot exist. Therefore, mind must be there like a canvas upon the dream objects which are like painting. At that time you are experiencing the dream in the form of thought. You are experiencing the what? Mind also. Now apply the law. Whatever you experience is not you. The experiencer is different from the experienced. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am the experiencer of the experienced. Object called mind, canvas, and dream objects which are in the form of thought. thought's projection. That's what he want to communicate. Pati chitramiva arpitam. Whole dream is painted. It is like a painting upon the canvas. Pati chitramiva samarpitam. As though samarpitam means as though painted on the canvas. The painting is resting on the canvas. Similarly, all the dream objects in the form of thoughts. Dream, first of all, understand dream is nothing but your thoughts projection from the mind. All thoughts are witnessed by you in the form of different objects. You are the witnesser. You are objectifying the thoughts as well as you are objectifying the pata, canvas, mind. As you are seeing that painting, you are seeing the canvas. As you are experiencing the dream thoughts, you are experiencing the mind. So you are the experiencer, subject. Experienced mind is object. So therefore, subject, object, both are one and the same or different? Different. Subject can never be object, object can never be subject. Suppose you say subject and object are one and the same, Swamini. You are seeing the clip, object. You are the clip, Adi Channa Nanna Priyad. You are seeing the dog. You are watching the dog. In the dream itself, let us take, you are watching the dog. Dream, thought came, dog thought came. You are watching that. The witnesser, observer of that dog is different from the dog. Whatever you experience, you are different. That is the law. Experiencer is always different from the experienced. Pate chitra samarpitam. Iva, like that, drishtam smarato drishyate. You have seen in the waking state, at the time of dream, it is only drishyam, along with mind and thoughts, dream thoughts. Yatraya yena cha tau gneyaha. Yena cha drishtam, first you have to take yatracha drishtam. Yatracha drishtam, where you have seen that painting, where you have seen on the canvas. Dream, where you have experienced on the mind. Yatracha drishtam, wherever you have experienced the dream. Yatracha drishtam yena cha, by whom you have seen. Gneyau, you should know both of them as what? Sattva Kshetrajna Samyakau. You have experienced the dream upon the mind. Sattva means mind here. Both of them you have to know. Yatracha drishtam, wherever you have seen the dream, wherever you have seen the painting, yatra drishtam, upon the canvas. Dream objects in the form of thoughts, where you have seen? Mind. Sattva. By whom it has been witnessed? By Sakshi Chaitanyam. Kshetrajnaha. Kshetrajnaha. Kshetram janati iti kshetrajnaha. The one who witnesses the mind canvas. Along with painting dream objects. What a kalpana, you see, beautifully presenting Acharya. But easier to learn, but puri matting. You cannot see the painting without the canvas. You cannot have a dream without the mind. So as you are experiencing the dream objects, you are experiencing the mind. Therefore, mind is object of experience. All of that. Simple. Okay. Yatra cha yena drishtam. Yatra cha means, upon which this dream is experienced is mind, sattva. Then, yena, by whom it is seen, is gneya, kshetrajnaha. Therefore, may you understand. Kshetrajnaha, kshetrajna sanyakau. This is the name. This is the name given, named as kshetrajnaha. The witnesser of the dream is called kshetrajnaha. upon whom it is witnessed is called Sattvaha, mind. Mind and Atma. Kshetragnaha means Atma here. In this context, Atma. Sattva means mind. Mind plus Atma. So, I is Sakshi Chaitanyam witnessed the dream along with the mind. Because mind's projection only the thoughts. All objects are nothing but thoughts. Projection from the mind. Simultaneously, Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am witnessing the dream as well as the mind canvas. If a customer is in a wooden, you can remember the canvas and painting so that easily you can understand. So, thought, picture on the mind canvas. Thought, picture on the mind canvas. Next shloka we will read. Third shloka.
Phalantam chanubhutam yat. Yutam kartradikarakaihi. Smaryamanam hi karmastham. Purvam karmaiva tachitah.
Very interesting presentation. Yet, katradi karakaihi yutam. Now, you in Jagrat avastha, waking state, avastha, in waking time, what we do? We do lot of transactions. All transactions are possible only when there are some accessories. The transactor first. The one who transacts. I want to talk, suppose. I want to eat, suppose. I want to eat. I am the eater. The karta is required. Eating transaction I want to do. First I am the eater, karta. What I want to eat, food, karma, second accessory. Karta is called a nominative case, subject. What I want to eat is object, accusative case. With what I want to eat, hand or spoon, karanam, karanakarakam. Kartrikarakam, subject, nominative case is required. Accessory number one. Object is required to eat. What I have to eat is also second accessory. Karma, object of eating is required. With what I have to eat also karanam, instrument is required. Then fourth one, for whom sake? Beneficiary. To appease my hunger, I am the beneficiary. So beneficiary also is required. Chaturthi vibhakti. Then from what source I get, from where I get food. So from many sources I am getting, that is oblative case, panchami vibhakti, that accessory is required. Then where I am eating, in my dining hall or some place I have to eat, locative case, adhikarana, accessory, karakam. So kartrikarakam, karmakarakam, karanakarakam. All these karakams are required. What action I am doing here? Kriya is what? Eating kriya. Like that, any activity. Suppose you have come here. I am the speaker. I am speaking. Everywhere all these karakas are there. Speaking is an action, kriya I am doing now. Karta, for whose sake I am talking. What I am talking, with what I am talking, for what sake I am talking, where I am talking. So many karakams are required. Every kriya, every action requires, that is called, kriya is always in shashti vibhakti. Kriya. So, kriya, karakam. Once I do kriya, with so many karakas, accessories, what comes? Phalam. My stomach is full because of eating. Phalam comes. சோ காரக ஜென்யா கிரியா, கிரியா காரக பல. த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட், வேர்ல்டுக்கு டிஃபினேஷன் என்ன தெரியுமோ, ஜகத். ஜகத் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு காரகா பிளஸ் கிரியா பிளஸ் பலம், நத்திங் எல்ஸ். தேர் ஆர் சம் ஆக்சசரிஸ் கர்த்தாஸ் டூயிங் சம்திங் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் வித் வாட் தே ஆர் டூயிங், ஃபார் வாட் சேக் தே ஆர் டூயிங், ஏதர் டூயிங் ஆர் ஈட்டிங் வாக்கிங் டாக்கிங் வாட் எவர் கிரியா யூ டேக், ஆல் தி ஆக்சசரிஸ் காரக கிரியா அண்ட் பலம், ஆல் ஆர் ரிக்வயர்ட். காரக ஜென்யா கிரியா, this by karakas only the kriya is coming. Karaka janya kriya gives phalam. This is called world. You morning onwards, tomorrow, not tomorrow, now after Purnamadaha onwards, you see, write down all those things. Who is karta here? Who is, what is karma? And what, with what instrument I am doing? For what sake I am doing? Where I am doing? What action I am doing? காரக கிரியா பல, காரக கிரியா பல வேர்ல்ட். என்ன உலகம் என்ன, ஒண்ணுமே இல்ல. காரக ஜென்யா கிரியா, ஜென்யா மீன்ஸ் பார்ன், காரக ஜென்யா கிரியா, கிரியா இஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் காரகாஸ் விச் கிவ்ஸ் பலம். வித்தவுட் பலம் வை விடு எனி ஆக்ஷன், வித்தவுட் பலம் வி நெவர் கோ ஃபார் தட். ஸோ காரக ஜென்யா கிரியா, first line is explanation of this entire. Yat kartra kartradi jagat karakaihi yutam, this whole jagat, this entire universe. Yat jagat kartradi karta karma karanam adipadat kartradi karakaihi accessories karakaihi. These are all called plurality. Karta is not karma, karma is not karanam, karanam is not adhikaranam, adhikaranam is not kriya. All are different. Plurality, duality. Karakaihi yutam means endowed, associated. Phalam tam cha anubhutam. Until we get phalam, we experience this. Phalam tam cha anubhutam. Anubhutam means we experience. Is it clear? We are all experiencing or not experiencing? So smaryamanam hi karmastham, once you experience this interactions all in jagratavastha, and they are all in what form? Vasana form. Smaryamanam, when you are going to sleep, when you are in dream, smaryamanam, at the time of dream, where are they? All of them are in karmastham. They are in the mind. They are located here. Karma means mind. Here karma means, because we said in the last class, last shloka, what? Mind is object of experience or not? So object comes under what? In the grammar, karma. So I experience a subject. I am experiencing the mind in the previous shloka. So mind comes under karta or karma? Karma. So smaryamanam, remembering all projections in the dream, where are they? Karmastham or kartrastham? Karmastham. They are in the mind, the canvas. And the shloka markkuda, the previous shloka. Karmastham. Previous chapter only Acharya putting in a different words, that's all. Karmastham, they are all in the mind. Full stop. Now, பூர்வம் கர்ம இவ தத்து சிதா, பூர்வம் ப்ரீவியஸ்லி ஆல்சோ, பூர்வம் மீன்ஸ் பிஃபோர் ட்ரீம் ஆல்சோ, பிஃபோர் ட்ரீம் ஆல்சோ தி மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஓன்லி. இன் ட்ரீம் ஓன்லி மைண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இன் நவ் வி ஹவ் ப்ரூவ்ட் த்ரூ த ப்ரீவியஸ் சாப்டர். Mind is object of experience only. Mind is witnessed by the Sakshi Chaitanya. When? In dream. Acharya says, not only in dream, in waking state also. Why? In waking state also, mind is object of experience. Why not? When you are experiencing the every object, in what form you are experiencing? Thought form. Clip thought. mind thought, fan thought, thought to form only. Where are thought to painting resting? Mind. In Jagradavastha also, Purvamati means in Jagradavastha also, Chitaha, Sakshi Chaitanyam, is looking at this, Tat Manaha, Karma Yeva. Mind is object of experience only, even in waking state also. More in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.